enchanted. Happy to see you. Bleib rest still.
Hi, podcasties.
Okay, yes, we must introduce ourselves. I am Stenny.
And I am Beth.
And we are Beth and Stenny.
Hucklebug.
This is the Hucklebug Podcast. Hucklebug.
You know,
you said it like you. Hucklebug. I think at least once per podcast we should make fun of one another's accents.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's fair.
That sounds fair, but I can't, you know, I do not do accents. I was once told by an Irish person that my Irish accent sounded like a Nazi.
Well, that's not good.
Which is not good to say to me under any circumstances.
No.
Of course, you see.
So, I was thinking on the way home tonight, should we have a theme song?
Oh, a theme song would rock. I wonder if I could find the Hucklebug. Oh, I got a text. Very quick story.
Okay, go for it.
I had to go. I didn't go. I got on the phone. Almost the same as going. I got on the phone this afternoon at work and ordered some clarinet things, you know, because I am always on the lookout for something for my teeth, you know. And they had the little tooth covers that I've been looking for everywhere. So went to this one place that I haven't ordered from in ages. I had forgotten all about them. It's wienermusic.com. I call them the Wiener Boys. It's two brothers from New York. Their name is Wiener.
You're saying Wiener Music.
Yes,
is that correct?
Wiener Music.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
And the minute the phone picks up and you get the little message telling you what button to push, New York accents I have never heard in my life like these people. I mean, it's just like a foreign language. And they keep saying, your order. Your order. Take your order. And no matter who, you know, you get the answering machine, then a real person comes on and you ask if they have this. Oh, well, you have to talk to Fred for this. So Fred gets on and he's a little more New York than the person you just spoke to. And I guess if you talk to like seven people, the last person you just would not be able to understand. He would be so New York.
Yeah.
So.
Now, are you sure it's not the Weiner brothers?
Not 100%. They were at Clarinet Fest. They had their own booth. I actually did see a Wiener brother. He had the worst comb over in history. And I do believe I heard someone say Wiener. But now I cannot be. I mean, somebody may have said it and was mispronouncing it. So
he might have just been calling somebody a Wiener.
That's very good.
You're a Wiener.
You're a Wiener.
Exactly.
Just take your clarinets and get out of here, you Wiener.
All right. I'm done eating.
Mm.
The good news is I'm done eating. And the better news is I'm going to smoke now.
There you go.
Hey, maybe smoke that cigarette in the yard. Theme song.
I have that. I have that right in my...
I might have that too,
right
actually.
In my library. My library, I have that.
In your library.
Yes, I do.
Where were? Oh, you were talking theme songs.
Yes, we were. Smoke that cigarette is a good theme song.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. How about Two Little Hitlers?
I like it.
That was the one I thought of on the way home.
Nine. Are not two little Hitlers at all. We make jokes.
We make jokes.
Well, how's your week going, Stenny?
My week is fine so far. Thank you, Bet.
I had a pedicure tonight.
Ooh, that's nice. What color?
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Your toenails.
It's part of the Mexico collection. And it has to do, it's bright pink, and it has to do with drinking. Now, guess the title. Guess the name.
Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, you were close. Strawberry Margarita.
Strawberry Margarita.
Yes.
I guess that's more pink, isn't it, than... The Tequila Sunrise is a little more red.
It would be a little red, yes, I do believe. Just like your eyes the next day.
Yes.
Anytime you drink tequila.
Well, I had the alcohol, right, in the drink. It's tequila in a margarita, is it not?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm not a big margarita fan. I hate to say that. Of course, margarita's time has kind of passed. Yeah,
that's right.
All the rage.
It's all about the martini now.
Yes.
And I don't like those. So I'm
sorry.
I do.
I didn't get to have them on St. Patrick's Day, though. I got a little sick at dinner, and I didn't get to drink on St. Patrick's Day.
Bummer.
Bummer. Big time bummer.
That might segue us pretty well into low light of the week.
Low light of the week. Okay.
What was your low light of the week?
Well, of the past, not starting Monday, of the since the last time we spoke.
Since last Tuesday.
Okay. Well, I'll say this, and I'm going to piss somebody off by saying this, but he probably won't be listening anyway, so.
All righty, then.
I wasn't invited. It's just a given that I go to Mr. M's every Saturday, you know. So I get to Mr. M's, and he didn't bother to tell me that he has all this musical stuff planned. He has to go to an orchestra rehearsal, and then he has to go meet with his pianist. He has a pianist, by the way.
He has a pianist.
It's a very small pianist.
He's a 6-inch pianist.
And so he's gone for like 3.5, well, a good three hours. And so I'm just, you know, I drove down there, I bought my gas, and I took my time and my mileage, and I drove all the way down there, and I'm just stuck. So I went to Target and spent money, and... but I did get the last laugh because when I got back, he was already home because he had to leave his rehearsal because his brand new $4,000 clarinet broke.
Shit.
His handmade clarinet that it took him a year to get.
How did it, quote, break, unquote?
A key came off.
A key came off?
A key just came off.
Wow.
I'm so glad I was not holding it when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very lucky on your account, I think.
Yes, and so then we watched Cabaret. Mm-hmm. Not one of your greatest musicals, to me, anyway.
No, it's not one of my
favorites. It's only got two songs in it that are even memorable, and that's the two everybody knows.
Willkommen and bienvenue, welcome.
Well, we all know that
one. We all know that one, yeah.
What's the other one? Oh, yeah, that one.
Well, no, that's Welcome.
That's the same one, isn't it?
And Cabaret, of course, would be the other one. Then.
Right.
It does have a nice, it got 3.5 stars.
The Cabaret, old chum.
Life is a cabaret. Sorry,
you turned into Ethel Merman there at the end.
It did kind of veer off to Ethel Merman at the end there, didn't it? Sorry.
But it got an extra half star on my list because it does have a very eerie, scary Nazi ending.
Yeah, there's Nazis in it, yes. See, so you got to give it some props
there. Yes, I gave it an extra half star for that. And then, of course, the rest of the entire weekend was filled with Mr. M trying to get his stuff together to get back to Maryland the next day. So I just felt like a non-entity. So.
Yeah, not much of a
But I bought some pillows, so there you go.
Yes, I saw. I saw pictures
fat
of them in
pillows.
Your blog.
I almost
in the
can't
man
sleep.
Trap.
They're so fat.
They match the man trap very well.
Yes. And it's a good thing they're nice and fat because, you know, with no men in the man trap, you do. I have three, so I'll sleep on
you
two, and I have one to hug. So there you go.
Yeah, you need things
it's
to hug.
It's a sad life I live, but there you go.
Well, that's why I have a penguin. I have a penguin I sleep with. He cuddles me.
My boyfriend has a beak.
And a comical scarf.
So, what was the low light of your week?
My low light actually happened.
Is this?
This morning, yeah.
Okay.
My low light, I pulled a muscle in my back.
Oh.
Ask me how. Go ahead, ask me.
How? Did you do that?
I pulled the muscle in my back. Well, first ask me, where was I when I pulled my back?
Now, you pulled your back, right?
Yes, I did.
Where could this have been?
In bed.
With the
and
penguin.
Not the fun way, unfortunately. Before I even got out of bed this morning, my alarm went off. I'm sitting there listening to the iPod clock.
Which was playing.
And I don't remember, actually. And I haven't been writing them down. Because I gave up on doing that in my blog for some reason. I think because I forgot to write them down. And so it was difficult to remember them at the end of the week. So I didn't write it down. I don't remember. Something fairly good, but I don't recall what. And so I'm lying there in bed, and I'm thinking about getting up, and I stretched, and I pulled a muscle in my back. Before I'd even gotten out of bed. Pulled a muscle.
Damn. That's called getting old.
I know. It's sad. But there you go. What are you going to do? Yeah, I was just stretching, going, oh, ow. That's kind of what I did.
But, oh, look, it's a little that? It's a little mini sauerkraut band on The Amazing Race. People with clarinets. And
no spoilers.
Oh, sorry. I'm spoiling.
I don't get to see it for 3 hours.
This is just a shame that I can't be. I could be part of this.
I know. The clarinet polka. All right, so your remarks regarding The Amazing Race would be a nice segue into...
Yes, The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
A fun show.
Yes.
Someone's just discovering it. Someone knew about it for a long time.
I am. I'm just figuring it out. Oh, and you'll love this. So just last week, I kind of discovered The Amazing Race. Because that's me. I'm usually about 9 years behind the time.
Yep.
And,
I'll go with that.
Yep. The Sopranos, same deal. So, last week I discovered the show, and I'm like, oh, but the cool thing is, you know, they're showing it on Game Show Network at 7 o'clock, so I can watch it every night. Well, Game Show Network fucking took it off the air.
You're
so
kidding.
I'm back to once a week. No, I'm not.
It used to be all they showed.
It's not on this week, anyway.
Ooh.
That much is for sure.
They've shown them all.
I guess so.
But that never stopped the Game Show Network before.
So The Amazing Race.
Yes. I think we should be on The Amazing Race.
I think we should be on The Amazing Race, too. I think we have a great gimmick as a team.
We do?
Which is that, yes, because they haven't had any internet pals on The Amazing Race
so far, have they? No, they haven't.
So there you go. That would be a first.
They have also not had, that I can recall, any completely unathletic fat people on The Amazing Race. So,
I don't know about that.
Who are afraid of everything.
See, this is going to be... No bugs! All right, so we need to discuss our strengths and liabilities an Amazing Race team.
If they ever had a challenge that involved trivia, I think we would come in first that day.
Yes, totally. We would do very well at that. Although, it would be just our luck to go, oh, sweet, we're going to smoke you guys, and then we'd
Bible trivia.
I would do okay Bible trivia, but,
that's not good for me.
Geography? World geography?
World geography. Switzerland.
Yeah, exactly, Switzerland. I would be okay with doing all the heights stuff. I am not afraid of heights, so I would be okay with doing... The bungee jump.
You know, I've always thought that if I could make myself bungee jump and I didn't die, I would get over my fear of heights.
That's a possibility.
Or have a stroke, because when you're hanging upside down, I'm sure I'd have a stroke.
You would not have a stroke. They wouldn't. See, this is the thing.
They won't let you die.
They're not going to let you have a stroke.
That's right. They probably have a doctor.
Their insurance premiums will go through the roof. There's no way they'll let you have a stroke.
So by that same token, I could probably also get on an airplane.
Exactly.
And fly to wherever we have to go.
That's a big weakness for us. You're afraid to fly.
I'm afraid to fly.
We would have to
But they would not let me crash, I don't think.
No, there's no way they would let you crash.
Unless it was sweeps week. Then
even
they might let us crash.
I don't think they would.
Oh, okay. Now, I can swim, and for long distances.
Right.
I don't know about
speed,
but I can swim. And I can ride a bike if it's not uphill.
As long as it's not uphill.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ride a bike with, like, 80 bazillion baskets attached to it? Because that's what I saw him do last week.
I could probably... Does it have to be attached to the bike, or can I have to...
Yeah, they were all
person?
Over the bike.
Okay.
They were all over the bike.
I think I could do that.
The bike was really, really heavy because of all the baskets.
Oh, okay.
But I think I could do it, too, actually.
I think I could do that.
Not like that whiny baby Flo, who wouldn't do it. I can't do it!
Oh, the best were the models that they had. They could go straight to the pit stop if either of them would shave their head, and neither of them would shave their head.
Oh, that's good. That was one of the fast forward.
Yeah.
Oh, models have never heard of wigs?
Apparently not.
Would you shave your head for a fast forward?
I might. Hell, my hair's falling out and it grew back. Why not?
You know.
Would you shave your head?
If I thought we would come in first for
we
that
could change
leg,
the name to, of our podcast to Chrome and Dome.
Yeah. Yeah, I might do that. If I thought we were going to come in first for our leg and, you know, if I didn't already think everybody was already ahead of us.
Yeah.
Then I might,
you know,
sure.
I would think about shaving my head. I'd probably be, because later in the series, there was another woman who, they ended up winning the race. I mean, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And she did shave her head, and she cried the entire time they shaved it.
Oh,
but she was good about it. I mean, she just wore a bandana for the rest of it and forgot about it. So
very low maintenance.
And her husband was bald, so there you go. They were Chrome and Dome.
Chrome and Dome.
So I would probably do that. Now, I might have a little problem with the eating. You know, there was one episode where they had to eat, like, two entire pizzas.
I've seen stuff like that. Well, see, I think I could eat two entire.
If they would let puke, I could puke and eat and puke and eat and puke and eat.
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay, then I could do that.
Yeah, two entire pizzas, yeah, I could.
Drinking, if there's drinking, I could drink.
Oh, yeah, we're all over that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of a big liability, though.
What?
I would blow all of our travel money on cigarettes. We'd get to the pit stop and I'd be like, we'd be like,
Bill, gotta smoke.
we'd be driving in the car and then, oh shit, look, there's a place to get smokes. We gotta stop. No, they're behind us. It's okay. We'll catch up. I gotta get smokes.
Right. Once I get a smoke, I can go 90 miles an hour.
I don't think they let you smoke on that show.
Probably, yeah, when you get to the pit stop, you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe.
Like that. I'm sure they don't let you do it on camera.
Well, that would certainly heighten the drama factor because
yeah,
that would be
we might end up yelling
as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you yell at me, I will cry. I just want you to know.
I don't
want to
make you, I don't want to make you cry. That'll make me feel terrible. So I'll just be like, ah! And then you'll cry and I'll go, oh shit, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it. You're wonderful.
I'm just pissed off because I don't have a cigarette. Just somebody give me a cigarette. One of the crew guys has got to have one. So that's a weakness. Anything that involves running uphill is going to be a weakness.
Running is probably going to suck for me, too.
Any kind of running, perhaps. Last week or the week before, I think, on The Amazing Race, they had to go up, like, 40 flights of stairs.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Holy crap.
Yes.
That would probably kill me.
Things that involve patience would probably, you know, like you have a field of, you know, 650 haystacks and you have to find the needle, you know.
Yeah, you would have hated the detour last week. They had to search through 1,500 Russian nesting dolls to find a clue inside one of them. You wouldn't enjoy that.
I would have been throwing things.
Yeah, you would have been.
But that makes for good
television.
It
wasn't stated in the rules. That's true. It wasn't stated in the rules, but I think they had to put them all back together.
Oh,
when they were done. Like, they'd open one up and then put it all back together and put it back up on the shelf.
Mm.
And then open up the next one.
There's and it may have just been it was the family one. If you ever get to see the family edition.
I might.
There's families on there that you just hope are wiped off the face of the earth. But there's one point where they have to find a clue that is taped to the back of a seat. In a, like, 100,000-seat stadium.
Wow.
And you talk about some frustrated people. It was not pretty.
Was that a detour when they had a chance to do some other thing?
No. Everybody had to do this.
Everybody had to do it.
Shnikes.
Holy cannoli. Holy shnikes. Yeah, that would not bode well.
Do you think maybe we could tempt Phil? Do you think maybe we could use our wiles on Phil?
Well, I would give it a try.
He looks very uptight.
No, I don't think so. I think he's a softie down under.
Down there. He's very soft.
Yeah. I want to kiss him down there. I like Phil.
There's no line that you do.
That's right.
So, Amazing Race people, hire us.
Yeah.
We'll be the best team you ever had for a week.
Amazing Race 10. Our goal for every leg of the race is not to come in last.
Unless it's a... No, I don't ever want to come in last. Because we couldn't panhandle if they took all our money away.
Oh,
if
no.
If we came in last. And actually, we'd have to burn the smokes.
I know. I'd be all right. I'd be all right at panhandling. That wouldn't look very
good.
Oh,
I thought of another liability for us.
Oh, what? Oh, good. More liabilities. We need more strengths is what we need.
We cuss a lot.
We would be bleeped. We would be the team
no one ever heard speak.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be like, what did she say? It's a bleep, 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 bleep. It would just, we would be talking, it would just go,
your team number three.
I don't know, it was pretty bad. Heidi and Bette, you came in last this round. Son of a bitch!
Mother, beep! Screen goes black while we're giving the finger to feel.
I don't think that's a liability. That's good television.
No, they'll pixelate our fingers as we're giving the finger to feel.
We would not give, well, you can if you want to, but I'm not giving Phil the finger.
Oh, if I get kicked off, Phil is getting the finger. As is the cameraman.
Well, we wouldn't. We're going to win. So apparently how it works is there's, you know, you got your two team members. There's also two crew members for each team.
Yes, and have you noticed, it happens more now. So you may have not seen this yet, but it will happen more than once as you watch this show. Apparently they plug the camera in and it drains the battery of whatever car you're driving, and so you're stuck on the side of the road. And
they make
no provisions for you whatsoever. They just bring you another car and it takes like an hour.
Yeah, I've seen where car batteries died, but I didn't realize it was because
that's what it's from.
The crew has the thing plugged in.
So
sons of
we might be the first team to kill a crew member. I think that's elimination.
Yeah, that would be an elimination. That's an automatic elimination.
Yes.
Heidi and Bette.
Killing another team
cameraman
is an elimination, I think.
Well, it's an elimination for the other team as far as I'm concerned. That's one way to get them out of the race. Let's kill those handsome boys who always win. We'll murder them while they sleep, and then they'll miss their call in the morning, and we'll go in their place.
There you go. Or if you can get rid of one team member, then the other person just has to go home. So you could cut a bungee cord
behind all the other teams.
Yes.
Constantly. But the nice thing about that is that we'll get to sleep in.
Oh, I like sleeping in.
That's
a plus for me.
The hardest part of the Amazing Race. They're always starting at 5 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Jesus. They would be showing Phil at 5:06 a.m. going, well, Heidi and Bette are supposed to be here to start. And then there would be a shot of us in our room just going.
And that'll put everybody back. So instead of a season, ours will take a season and a half.
We'll get up at our leisure.
But see, here's the worst thing.
Breakfast.
They get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and they rush like hell to wherever they're going. And it's closed.
And
it doesn't open until 9 o'clock, you know.
Exactly. See, we may as well sleep in.
Yeah.
We'll show up at 10.
Hi, guys.
Phil will be all, Phil will be
anyone
all.
Have a martini?
Heidi and Ben, you've missed your start time by 4 hours. Yeah, we'll
That's
catch
okay.
them up at the airport.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Drink cart.
Do you know where we can get some coffee around here, Phil? And a pack of cigarettes? We would be able to get cigarettes cheap if we were, like, in Eastern Europe.
That's right. We could
cost us that much of our travel money.
In all 80 of our bicycle baskets, we
exactly.
have cheap cigarettes.
Smokes. Diggies.
I could get real cloves in the Middle East, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. We could get opium, for God's sake. That would slow things down a little
race.
Bit.
Well, see, we would use the opium to drug other people's stuff.
Oh, okay.
Team number one.
He bungee jumped without a cord and didn't realize it.
Because they were high on opium.
That would be a great challenge. Get everybody really high on opium and then make them do like a maze or something.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good challenge.
That would be good.
Well, we need to write to the producers of The Amazing Race, obviously, because not only would we be an excellent team, but we have some finite detours.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Next! So what movies have you seen?
Well, I'm working a little on my movie list. It's still very slow going. Saw Rules of the Game.
Oh, yes.
Which I really enjoyed. Started a little slow, but boy, it picks up. And by the time the hunting scene starts.
Yeah, that hunting
scene. For anyone who has not seen Rules of the Game, they shoot everything in sight. And this was 1939 when animals didn't know how to act. Those are dead animals.
I don't recommend them die.
Flipsy Cab, do not watch this movie.
Yeah, Flipsy Cab you would not like.
Things have started to pick up there, but then when they have the party, I mean, that movie just takes off like Snyder's Hounds.
Yeah, I do like that. Like what?
Yes. Snyder's Hounds.
Snyder?
Yeah, he had hounds. Apparently
Snyder's
they were
hounds.
Pretty fast. Because you take off like Snyder's
those
Hounds.
Those listening at home is Snyder's Hounds.
Yeah, that's what I said, Snyder's Hounds.
Oh, my bad.
Then I saw The Seven Samurai. That movie rocked.
The movie's awesome.
That movie rocked.
I recommend it.
And I love what you said. You know, I just found out you seem to have a movie blog.
I do have a movie blog.
And I was reading your blog about Seven Samurai. And what you said is so friggin' true. The movie, I started it right before 9 o'clock. It ended up at almost 1. It was like a blink of an eye. It goes so fast. And there is not a single scene in that movie that doesn't need to be there. It's just that movie rocks.
It's a great movie.
Then I finished.
I just saw that myself.
Yes.
Recently.
Then I followed up Seven Samurai with Cabaret, and I've already.
So you've got. All right. So you went Liza French,
Minnelli,
and then Japanese,
and
then
German.
German.
And Liza Minnelli plays the same fucking character in every movie she's in.
Yeah, she may as well have been
goofy
doing
Goofy city girl
Arthur.
With big eyelashes. You know.
She might as well have been doing
Arthur. She was the girl in Arthur in Cabaret. Only she sang.
Liza doesn't have much of a range.
Arthur.
No, I don't think she didn't sing in Arthur.
Oh, good.
No singing.
Christopher Cross did, though. Boy, he was hot for a year, wasn't he?
Well, hot in that he sold lots of records.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been hot the other way. But.
Yeah, not any other kind of hot.
So those are the three movies I've seen since we last convened. How about yourself, Steve?
Okay. I saw three movies, but really it's the same movie made three different times. I saw Footlight Parade. Of 1933, and Dames, of the three Footlight
Dames.
Favorites.
A tribute Dames. To Mike Hernandez.
So,
hey, Dames.
I'm going to go through the list now of what these movies share in common.
Okay.
Dick Powell.
Okay.
Ruby Keeler.
Who had a mountain named after him.
Yes, he did.
Ruby Keeler probably had two mountains named. You know, Ruby Keeler, it's funny watching Ruby Keeler because she could dance. But she's a big girl. She's a big boned girl, and she dances.
She's a big boned
girl. She's like Ann Miller. She's a big girl who dances a lot.
She's not particularly graceful, though. And
no,
I wrote
she's
that
not.
In my blog.
No, she's not. You have a blog?
I do have a movie blog. It's, she's a hoofer, you know?
Yeah, she does hoof. Yeah.
She tap dances very well, but it's like she's got combat boots on. She's just clomp, 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 and it's just...
As you would expect a woman named Ruby to be, actually.
Ruby,
you wouldn't expect
yes.
Ruby to be a dainty little
thing. Let me see if I can... Here's what I wrote.
Ruby,
in my movie blog,
that's what you wrote. Ruby!
I wrote, I'm
don't
not
take your love to town!
What I should say is that her particular style of dancing hasn't really held up over the years. She is a hoofer. She's a good tapper, but awfully lead-footed about it. Her style is the kind that strives to show the audience just how hard she is working. It's not the graceful style of Astaire and Rogers. Hell, even Cagney is graceful by comparison.
Oh, Cagney.
She gives the impression that she's wearing combat boots with each step. That's what I wrote in my movie blog. Read it. Okay, Dick Powell, Ruby Keeler, Busby Berkeley, Joan Blondell is in all three of these.
Wow, Joan Blondell.
Yeah.
And she was blonde.
Yes, she was.
She was a blonde.
And she was in, in Footlight Parade, she did not have a singing role at all. She was not one of the onstage people. She was a backstage person. She was Cagney's personal assistant, and she was in love with him.
But then again, who isn't?
Well, yes. He's awesome. He really makes... He's the reason that that movie is better than the other two.
Cagney is an extra star in any movie.
Oh, totally. At least an extra one star.
Yes.
whole star, not a half.
No, not a half.
No, a whole thing. Gold Diggers of 1933. Joan Blondell is an onstage person. And
wonder when that movie was made.
It was made in 1933, oddly.
Really?
Yeah. And in her one number, she's clearly dubbed when she sings.
By Marnie Nixon.
Yeah.
Who hadn't been born yet.
No, I don't know who dubbed her. And then in Dames, she sings in her own voice. And then, so when you see Dames, you go, ah, this is why they dubbed her. Because she doesn't sing that well. I love her, but she does not sing that well. And then they're all, basically all three of them, these are all Depression-era musicals in the Busby Berkeley style. They all have basically the same plot, struggling to get their show on the stage, you know? And
a much-used plot, may I just say.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you're Judy Garland, you do it in a barn.
And the other big one of this time was 42nd Street, which was also Dick Powell, Ruby Keeler. I don't think Joan Blondell was in that one. Dick Powell, Ruby Keeler, Busby Berkeley.
And
the songs are all by the same people. And so the only way you can tell them apart is what songs are in them. And
what case you're holding as you're watching them. Or if Jimmy Cagney's in it.
Yeah, if Jimmy Cagney's in it, it's Footlight Parade. If it's Warren William, then it's Gold Diggers of 1933. The best part of Gold Diggers of 1933, Ginger Rogers sings We're in the Money, that's the first number, and then she sings it again in Pig Latin, which is very
impressive. Oh, wow.
Ir way in way, the uni, they uni may.
Hmm.
Which, I can't even say it, but she sings it, and it's great. And apparently, this is what I read on the Internet Movie Database, apparently she was screwing around during a rehearsal and singing it in Pig Latin, and
they were impressed.
Yeah, I think Busby Berkeley said that's
someone
awesome.
Someone was drunk
I don't think
and
he said that's
said
awesome.
He said that's awesome, man.
He said that's
dude.
Awesome, dude.
Oh, dude.
Dude, that fucking rocks. We're totally going to put that in our movie. No, I think he said that's swell. We're gonna use that.
And Joan said, word, Busby.
She called him Buzz. All right, so those were my movies. Of the three, I would recommend Footlight Parade the most.
I would recommend that because I've seen it.
I would recommend it because Cagney is awesome in it.
Awesome, dude.
All right, so shall we move on to highlight of the week?
Highlight of the week?
Yes.
Wow. What was the highlight? Well, I must say I was quite happy on Wednesday when I was at Community Band. And I did play our two longest and most taxing numbers, one of which I have a lengthy solo in, and my embouchure held together for both songs all the way through. That has not happened in weeks, and of course I haven't practiced since, so it won't happen tomorrow, but
well, good for you.
So when that's the highlight of your week, you're pretty damn sad, but there you go. And I got the red off of my forehead from where I got highlights at the hairdresser's, and she got,
speaking of highlights,
she was too busy talking about her love life and got red stuff on my forehead.
She got crap all over your forehead?
Yes, she did. And I had to scrub until it was raw. So I actually may have just taken skin off instead of the hair color, but it's back to normal.
So now it's just sort of pale pink.
Mm. Okay, so what was the highlight of your week, Ms.?
My highlight. Highlight of the week. Saturday after Right Girl, Flipsy Cab and I went out for drinks, and that was the highlight of my week.
Oh, that sounds fun. And how is the Flips doing?
She's well.
Lovely picture of Flipsy on her blog, by the way.
With O'Diggity, yes.
O'Diggity, Hoju.
Hoju. He showed up, too, for drinks just as I was getting ready to go. It took me like an hour to pay the bill. That wasn't part of the highlight.
Whoa.
But, yeah. I was just getting claustrophobic because it got really, really crowded in there, and there were, like, people standing on top of me, and I was like, okay, well, I'm done drinking. I'd like to go home.
Now that I'm drunk, I want to drive myself home.
I was not drunk.
Oh, okay.
I had two drinks. We were there for a very long time, but we weren't, like, slamming them down. We had our first drinks, and then I ordered appetizers.
If there was food involved, that always helps.
Yeah. And then I had a Diet Coke, and then I had one more cocktail after that. So they were spread way out.
That's good. And you were drinking?
Cosmopolitan.
Oh, perfect.
So that was fun. That was my highlight.
Very good. Now, you do know that I have a highlight coming. when we speak again, I already know what my highlight of the week is going to be.
What is it?
Because I'm going to see the Hackensaw Boys.
Oh, you're going to see the Hackensaw Boys. Woohoo! Now, is he actually going with you this time?
At this moment, he says he's going. But we were having dinner Saturday night. That was one of the things.
But you're going anyway regardless,
you
right?
Got that
the tickets
right.
are at will
you
call.
You goddamn right. I'm going regardless. Yeah, he said tickets are at the will call booth. We'll see.
Perfect.
But, you know, we were having dinner Saturday night. That was one of the,
yes.
the few moments that he was paying attention to.
That he spent with you, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. And he said, now, how long does it take to get there? And I said, oh, probably 5 hours, you know, maybe.
Is it the same place?
No. Different place.
Okay.
And he got this look. And he said, it's a long way. And I said, you don't want to go, do you? And he said, we're going. He didn't say he wanted to go. He said, we're going.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Until
we're going, but he's going to bitch the whole time.
Yeah, until we are on the road.
Yeah.
I will not believe it.
You're going with or without
him. I'm going either way. Sherman and I are going.
Sherman!
And Sherman may take his fiddle this time. Sherman has
All
a fiddle.
Right. So Sherman can join the hoedown.
He can join the Hackensaw Boys.
Sherman will be his own little member of the Hackensaw
That's
Boys.
That's right. And he has a little member, so there you go. I know because
you're
I put
sticking his finger up
his
sticking
shorts.
Sticking your finger up his shorts.
No, that was a phase. I don't do that anymore.
Oh, okay. You're over that now?
I'm over that. Yeah.
That's good.
Now that I found what's up there, it's okay now.
Boy, I sure got a lot of movies TiVo'd up, including The 7% Solution.
Oh, right. And who's in the 7% Solution? I can never remember. Who stars
here.
Plays a psychiatrist of a famous...
It's Nicole Williamson.
Yeah, and there's somebody
and
else.
Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin. Yeah, is he listed as Alan F. Arkin or just Alan
just
Arkin?
Just as Alan Arkin.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's not the same guy.
Might not be. There are a lot of Alan Arkin impersonators out there.
I got Nashville also.
That stars David Arkin. Did you know that?
It stars him?
Well,
or is
he's
it?
In it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think there's any
relation. Because this says it stars Henry Gibson and Lily Tomlin.
Henry Gibson. Remember Henry Gibson?
I do indeed. He was the Illinois Nazi.
He was the Illinois Nazi. He also used to do poems on Laugh-In.
Yeah, I remember that too.
The Flower by Henry Gibson.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Who doesn't? Indeed.
Indeed. And then I've got a little trio of old B-movies with Robert Young. That'll be nice.
I won't even say what's on my mind at that point. Speaking of Robert Young,
mind.
He played Jim Anderson, didn't he?
He played Jim Anderson on Father Knows Best.
Now, there was a good family.
Who was his TV wife?
Jane Wyatt.
Jane Wyatt, yes, right.
Not Wyman.
Jane.
Not Wyman.
Yeah, I get them mixed up.
That would be scary.
Wyatt.
This is why.
Yeah, because she was with Reagan. Do you know William Holden was Ronald Reagan's best man when he married Nancy Reagan? Did you know that?
I did not know. I can't imagine Holden and Reagan.
I know. Doesn't that kind of make you respect Holden a little less?
Yes, it does. I always thought Holden was a kind of out there, kind of woo kind of a guy.
Yeah, same here.
You know, hard drinking, hard living. Stephanie Powers.
Thumping his head on
sleeping
a...
with, you know.
Yeah. You know how William Holden died?
Thought he had cancer.
No, well, he did have cancer, as it
turns out.
Oh,
but that's
out.
Not how he died.
But that isn't what he died of.
Syphilis.
No, he was drunk, and he fell down in his apartment, and he hit his head on the coffee table.
Ouch.
And he died.
And believe it or not,
nobody found him
I know someone who died that exact same way. Only he fell down his stairs.
See? Sad thing, drinking alone. That's why you should always drink in pairs.
Yes, but sometimes the reason you're drinking is because you're alive.
That's true, too.
Just stay seated.
And you know,
that's my advice. Drink sitting down. Do not go to the bathroom.
You could just as easily fall and hit your head when you're sober.
That's right. And you could also, if your friend is drunk enough, you could fall and hit your head and there's not a thing your friend could do about it.
That's right.
Except say, ooh, she hit her head.
Yeah, your friend might just laugh.
look at
exactly,
that.
Exactly, and then fall over and hit their head.
Drunk.
Yeah, and then they might
fall
over.
Oh, she's bleeding.
Your friend might fall over and hit her head too, and you both just die.
There you go.
In a bizarre, drunken, suicide pact.
Well, it is good to always die in pairs, I say.
Yeah.
Do not die alone. Die in pairs.
If you must die, die in pairs.
You know one of my least favorite bumper stickers in the world? This has nothing to do with peeing Calvin, praying Calvin. Those are like decals. This is an actual bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker.
I've seen them for 20 years, and I'm sure I'll see them for 20 more.
What is it?
If you must drink and drive, drink Pepsi. God, I hate that bumper sticker.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that?
That must be a South thing.
Maybe it is a South thing, but it's, I see it all the time.
I will say this, though, you know, in my little blue state.
Excuse me.
In my big blue state, I should say.
Yes, your state is quite big.
And it's blue. There were, you know, up here where I live, in my neck of the woods, there were a few Bush campaign bumper stickers on cars. Not as many as John Kerry, but you'd see them, and you still do occasionally. I saw one today on the way to work. Somebody had a W04 sticker in the back.
I see those all the time. I try to get in front of them with my anti-W sticker.
Well, I see a lot less of them now. I see a lot less of them now. So I know people are sneaking into their garage at night with a razor blade and just hacking them off.
Get this off my hair. Stop.
But somebody did a modification to theirs, and I like this even better. So rather than just taking it off and going, well, what are you talking about? I didn't vote for Bush. What?
It never happened.
Exactly. And ignoring all knowledge of the campaign. This one guy was so pissed off at our president that he actually modified his bumper sticker so that it now says BS Cheney. He cut the U and the H off. So now it just says BS Cheney.
I like it. Now there is a man who has been wronged.
Exactly. That's the guy who's like, this fucking guy, I can't believe I fucking voted for him.
I love it. Cheney was on one of the shows Sunday morning.
Shooting somebody?
No, he wasn't. He was not holding a gun. That doesn't mean he wasn't shooting. He was having someone shot. This was as I was being kicked out of Mystery himself. Mm-hmm. He was on one of the news programs. I cannot stay. He talks out the side of his mouth. Never trust a man who talks out the side of his mouth. Why didn't people know that in the beginning? He talks.
Because he never said anything.
Well, that's right. Except when he called somebody an asshole, or what did he call her, a douchebag or something?
Actually, if he uses the expression douchebag, it makes me like
him. Oh.
So I hope it wasn't douchebag. I think it was asshole.
Major league asshole, I think is what the term was.
Major league asshole, that was it. That guy is a major league asshole. I remember that now. Yeah, I can't imagine Cheney saying douchebag. Who was the third party in that Cheney?
Harry
Whittington. Three people hunting.
Oh, so there was somebody besides?
There were three, yeah.
There was a witness. Notice we haven't heard from him. He's dead.
Or her.
Ha ha ha.
That's the rumor I'm hearing. The rumor I'm hearing is that it's his mistress. Cheney's mistress.
Leave it to Cheney to take his mistress shooting.
Right now on my television?
Yes.
William Powell in drag.
All right.
And he shaved the mustache off.
That
is dedication to your craft.
That
right there.
Is.
William Powell, no mustache.
If he can shave his mustache, we can shave our heads for The Amazing Race.
Hell yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway,
let's
get
back to Robert Young.
Yeah, we were talking about Jim Anderson.
Because, you know, he was Jim Anderson.
Jim and,
Margaret.
Margaret. Jim and Margaret. And Princess and Bud and Kitten.
I always liked Bud. Bud was a slacker.
Bud was a slacker. Bud was not your typical TV kid. He was kind of a screw-up.
Yeah, he was. And
he
didn't really
cars.
Care, you know?
Yeah. He didn't care about school or anything.
He didn't, you know. He didn't apologize at the end of every episode.
I never liked Kitten, though. Kitten. Oh. Kitten got on my nerves. A little piece of shit.
One, and there are not a lot of Father Knows Best that I remember, even though I did used to watch it on a regular basis. In reruns. One episode when you say Father Knows, give me an episode of Father Knows Best. This is the only one I could recant to you.
All right.
Kitten is wheeled That's W-I-L-L. Wheeled.
Oh, willed.
Not wheeled.
That's
a chair.
That's what I thought you meant.
She's
wheeled. She's willed.
An amount of money by the school janitor who has just passed away.
I haven't seen this one.
And everyone's up in arms because she was willed this money, and they can't figure out why, and she can't figure out why.
Probably because he used to molest her.
And well, you know, she says that about the girl who plays her says that about everybody. She's molested by
everybody.
But anyway,
well, she became a porn star.
Yes, and at one point she had she did heroin so bad and tried to stop, and she tried to chop her arm off. To keep her from putting the needle in. But anyway.
But there are other places that you can
and everyone's
yourself,
sure that
sweetie.
It wasn't really Kit and that he got the name wrong. And she wants the money, of course. And, you know, they're saying, no, you don't get the money. And I don't know. It's only half an hour.
And then she breaks a window and they live happily ever after.
No, they find out that he actually did will her the money because she gave him a piece of gum. She was sitting out, she had to go to the principal's office, and she was sitting out there all depressed, and he came
you
by.
You know why she had to go to the principal's office?
Because she was
probably
on the smack.
She
was on the smack.
Oh, she was on the smack.
But anyway, apparently no one knew this, but the janitor was very depressed as well, and so her offering him some gum just made his day. And he took
and
her
then
in
he
his
killed himself.
And and said, give it all to Kitten. Let her buy
how
drugs.
Much money could he have had? He was a janitor in the 1950s.
You know, it was probably a dollar, but you know.
Woo!
But that's the episode I remember. She gave a janitor gum and he willed her money.
All I remember Kitten doing in every episode of that show that I watched was breaking windows. All she ever did was break fucking windows. She broke windows in the garage.
Can you imagine if Kitten and the Bee went to the same school?
Oh, God. The school would be blown up by the end of the year.
Sounds goofy, though.
Now you look at the age difference between Bud and Kitten.
Yeah, she was a change of life baby.
I was thinking she was a post-war baby, actually.
She wasn't planned in any case.
I think she was planned, but I think she was. I think Jim went off to war, and when he came home, woohoo!
Well, you know, they did get it on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had separate beds, but they did.
They pushed those beds together occasionally.
I think so. They made nice, tender, sweet love.
They did. He was a caring lover. I do believe he was.
Yes, gentle. Yes.
Probably discussed her needs and.
Indeed. You think he went down on her?
No. No one went down on anyone in the 50s.
There was no such thing. Just Italian men did that.
Even in
Marcello.
The 50s?
Oh, yeah. You think Marcello wasn't going down on women in the 50s? Give me
no.
a break.
No.
He was, too.
61 and up, yes. That was was the age of enlightenment.
No.
So are you
really
saying that
so?
Marcello wanted to kiss women down there?
He went, yes. So
holy
that's,
crap.
He used to sing that to Sophia.
Oh, did he?
I want to kiss you down there. It does sound a little German when you do it.
All of my accents are Nazis, I think.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
You said I vaunt.
Yeah, I do always say I vaunt. That's what
yeah,
I
that, that's,
you know,
that's,
comes
that's
from
what
my
it
doing
is.
My Werner Herzog. Okay, so Jim and Margaret did
so Jim
it,
and Margaret,
but they didn't do it kinky. They were. It was very. I think it was very traditional, but it was very loving.
It was very traditional and acrobatic, given that there was about 6 feet between their beds.
Their beds, and I think they did it often.
Oh yeah,
I think they did it often.
Well,
more than
could,
every Friday night.
Home. Yeah. Well, but, yeah, they had to do it quietly.
Now, on the other hand, you've got Ward and June.
Ward was a roughhouse.
He was rough. I think he probably hurt June more than once.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine him grabbing her arms in a very ugly way.
Unintentionally.
And I have a feeling that June thought about the shopping.
Yes. June's just like, okay, almost over. Tomorrow, I've got the PTA meeting.
Get a haircut.
Yep. Yeah. I got to take him to the barber before
pearls.
He does it himself again.
Lord, don't tear my pearls off.
I
but he probably did tear her pearls off on more than one occasion.
Oh, yeah. In the throes of sexual passion.
And he probably talked dirty. I can just hear him talking dirty.
Oh,
ugly
I can.
Things.
I'm
ugly
afraid.
Things.
I can't. I'm, you, all right, name one. Name one thing.
I'm not saying that. I can't say those awful things that Ward would say.
Okay, he would be bleeped out anyways.
It involves body parts.
Oh my goodness, Ward! But that did of course give rise to the phrase Ward. I think you were a little hard on the.
Boy, did I set you up! It was almost like you told me to say that. And I swear I didn't. Like I walked that. Right into it.
You walked right into that.
Jesus, I cannot believe I walked into that.
That's all right. All right, so who else? Who else in TV land?
The Bradys. You got the Bradys?
The Bradys.
Mr. Brady was gay. That kind of put a damper on things.
Yeah,
and he had the perm. That never helped.
Yeah, I still think Mike was a little randy in the young
swung.
Days. What?
They
swung. Oh, he swung both ways?
No, they swung.
Oh, they swung. See, I think they did. With Alice and Sam.
Oh, my. Alice and Mrs. Brady. And
yeah, yeah.
And then there was that episode where Greg had custody of the goat.
Oh, God, the goat. The goat was up in the attic alone with Greg.
Greg, and I don't even want to think about that.
Was
Greg looked really...
Oliver in that episode?
Oh, my. What, was that an Oliver? Jeez, Oliver.
I don't think so.
They all fucked Oliver.
Poor Oliver. Oliver was gang raped on a regular basis by the Brady kids.
He was.
Even Cindy got in on that action.
Did you ever wonder if Mike, like, grabbed the bottom of Carol's shag and held on tight and let it off fly?
I think he probably did. Once in a while.
And they had a king-size bed, too.
They did. They had a great big old bed that both of them could sleep in.
Yes.
And room for more.
Mm. Because they swung.
I think every once in a while they went up to Greg's groovy pad. Now, Greg only had a single bed up there in his groovy pad, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That's a shame.
And, you know, you could hear anything from that room, you know, if you'll think about all the episodes.
Do you think, was Marcia a tease?
Oh, Marcia was, oh, God.
But did she go all the way with, like, Doug or any of her other little boys?
I don't think she did. I
don't think so either.
I think she saved it and shopped it around.
Shopped it around.
Waited until she got to college and met a rich boy.
Jan was probably a slut. She had issues.
Well, I think Jan probably would have done it with anyone, but I don't think anybody wanted to.
Not with that black wig on. She always insisted on wearing the black wig,
the black
and then it was all over.
It's the new
Jan Brady! And they'd just be like, I'm out of here.
Meet the new Jan Brady.
Where are my pants?
Same as the old Jan Brady. Ma and Pa Ingalls.
They had some sweet love.
They had some love.
They made some nice sweet love.
And then Charles would cry.
They had to be real quiet about it, though, because Carrie slept right down there at the end of the bed, you know.
Oh, did she? Was she right there? At the,
Yeah, Mary and Laura were up in the loft, but Carrie was downstairs with Ma and Pa.
Oh, okay.
They had to be real quiet about it. So they would make love, and then Pa would weep at how beautiful it was.
And then they would sing Bringing in the Sheaves.
Yes, and they would sing Bringing in the Sheaves together. Pa, tearfully, but manfully.
I think his lovemaking probably was manly, but gentle.
Yeah.
Never once did he hurt Ma Ingalls, I don't think.
According to legend, Michael Landon had a very, very large penis.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard. I've heard he was extremely well
endowed. Biggest Jackie Gleason's.
We're talking, who's the other guy?
Milton Berle.
Yeah, Milton Berle. We're talking like Milton Berle size.
Wow.
Supposedly.
Pa.
Pa Ingalls.
Bringing in the sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves, and then whenever he couldn't get it, he'd start a fight. That's how you knew in Walnut Grove that Pa hadn't gotten any. He started swinging.
Now, what about the Olsons? Think they ever got down and dirty?
Well, they must have, because they had Nellie and Willie.
Yeah, they
so,
did twice.
Yeah, at least twice.
Two rotten, snot-nosed little kids.
Yeah.
Your little snot-nosed. You know, Peter Falk apparently loved that speech, you little snot-nosed. He did it the entire movie.
Those phone calls put you through college.
I think that the Olsons would do it, and then Mrs. Olson would give Nell some candy from the jar.
Oh,
the little
special treat.
Yeah.
you've been a very good boy now.
Yes,
you may
because she was all, she was the, you know, she directed all the action in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think maybe they had makeup sex.
Oh, if they had makeup sex, they'd be having it all the time.
Exactly.
They'd have 12
kids. They'd have their little fights. They'd have their little fights. And then Nels would...
Who was the school marm? Mrs. Beadle?
Miss Beadle.
Do you think?
No, she was single.
Well, I know, but, you know.
When she got married to some farmer.
Mm.
So once she got married...
Who practiced on his sheep beforehand, I'm sure.
He was a widower because he had a son. Mm. Don't you remember that episode?
I remember her getting married.
Well, in the episode, she was going to get married and the man, I can't remember his. I remember
Andy
his name
Taylor.
Was, I remember his name was Adam. I remember his name was Adam because when they got married,
I thought Adam was who. What's her name? Married.
It was before. It was before him.
Oh, okay. Now Mary had some sex.
Well, she had that baby
that died. Actually, it was murdered by what's his name? Who?
Albert.
Yeah.
Albert lit the fire.
You know,
actually,
he was smoking a pipe. And he caught the house on fire and burned the baby up. And then, as
and
if
Mrs.
that
Garvey.
Wasn't enough for him, yeah, killed two people, then had to go get hooked on...
On smack.
Smack. Or opium. What was it he was?
Morphine.
Morphine. There you go.
And he hid it in his shoes.
Yeah. And there was some puking in that episode.
Why they ever let that runaway move into their loft in the first place?
That's what Pop you get.
Could barely feed the mouths he had.
He had, and...
And then,
it took away from his lovemaking time with Ma Ingalls, too, because there was one more person in the house. They had to be quiet around.
One more person in the house, exactly.
And, you know, he'd be sneaking in and out all night where he'd been smoking and all that kind of stuff. He probably walked in on him several times.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, sorry, we were just bringing in the sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves.
Then there was the Shirley Partridge.
She was
a widow, and I'm convinced she had a little box under her bed.
A little box of toys.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a good episode.
Lori finds it, or Danny.
Danny, and
Danny
sold him.
He sold him on eBay.
Danny sold everything.
Danny would have sold him on eBay. Oh, could you imagine if there had been eBay when they did
everything
the Keith
owned
family?
Would have been.
Totally.
Remember the episode where he sold Keith's pickle?
His pickle.
It was a half-eaten pickle. He sold it.
No, I don't remember that episode.
Yes, I know my Partridge Family episode.
I don't know. Yeah,
and that's how I know that Shirley would have had that box under her bed.
Yeah, because you remember.
But you know, for a while Shirley dated Bert Convy, and Bert Convy's daughter was Jodie Foster.
Wow, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of remember her dating Bert Convy, but I didn't remember Jodie Foster. I cannot remember too many plots of the Partridge Family, but I remember one. When Keith was in love with some chick, which I know doesn't distinct it too much.
That not
right
not,
yet,
a lot.
Just yet.
Not a lot.
Yet. But she auditioned to sing with them.
Oh, and she sang,
I left my heart in San Francisco.
And she wore hot pants.
But all Keith could hear was, I left my heart. That was supposed to be better. All Keith could hear was her singing beautifully,
yes.
The point is. And all anybody else could hear was, I left my heart.
Long blonde hair.
San Francisco.
And then she ends up singing at a military base, and the guys go wild because she's wearing hot pants.
Right, because they're all screaming anyway.
But they're all horny. And then Shirley got excited and went home to her box of toys.
So,
let's see.
Who else we got?
The Stones.
Bob and Emily.
Oh, Bob and Emily. Bob and Emily got it on. I'm convinced. He was a psychiatrist. You know,
he was stressed
he
out.
Had that, well, I know, but, you know, psychiatrists have no sex hang-ups.
That's true.
And,
they probably
Emily was kind of ballsy
games.
And, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I think they probably played weird little
they did
games
it.
In bed.
They did a lot. They did it.
They did it.
They had nothing to show for it, but they did it.
Well, we haven't talked about Darren and Samantha.
Darren and Samantha, they did it.
They, obviously, because they had Tabitha, and later they had
Darren
Adam.
Was a bumbler. Wonder if she ever called him Gerwood
I think she
in
had,
bed.
I think, maybe. Maybe when they got real crazy. But I think she had more sex with Dick York than she did with Dick Sargent.
I think you're absolutely right there.
And I do think she had the power to twiggle her nose.
He could last all night.
She could give him size and stamina and all that.
Yeah. What about Uncle Arthur? Uncle Arthur.
Uncle Arthur. No, Uncle Arthur never met his match.
The Kravitzes, no sex in the Kravitz household.
Oh, God, no. That was a marriage of convenience.
Yes, there was that.
And even then, it wasn't all that convenient.
Yes, I don't even think they had a wedding night. I think it was just out.
No, he went drinking with
it
his
was a
buddies.
Business arrangement.
He went bowling or something. The Kravitzes didn't have kids, did they?
Nope.
Proves my point.
Proves, there you go.
What? Jeannie and Tony.
Jeannie, definitely.
Jeannie and Tony.
Yes. And maybe
I think she
Roger.
Performed fellatio on him.
Pardon me?
You
broke up. Did you say fellatio?
You heard me say fellatio.
Okay. Well, she did nod her head a lot, you know. But I'm convinced they did it in the bottle.
Boing. You think they did it in the bottle?
I think they did it in the bottle because the bottle was all couches.
Yeah, there were a lot of couches and throw pillows.
And it wouldn't have been a great scene to show, like, just an empty house with the bottle on the table and the bottle was rocking back and forth.
If the bottle's rocking, don't come a knocking.
The bottle then falls off.
Major Healy
off
comes
the
in
table.
Going, Tony, Jeannie. And the bottle's just going, wah.
And then the bottle rolls, it's falling off the table, it rolls down to his feet. And
that'd be hilarious.
I'll come back later.
Yeah, exactly. He's going, oh, God, they're at it again. Is it my turn next?
I think it's your turn next. See if you got lined up.
What is, well, there's, the Addams Family.
Oh, they were.
Gomez.
I mean, hell, they did it on camera, and that was 1950.
Yeah, those two couldn't. Yeah, those two couldn't keep their hands
they
off.
They couldn't, and they had a lovely relationship.
They
no
were
it was non-judgmental.
Like,
they just loved each other, and they had sex like rabbits, I'm convinced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He started speaking French, and
it was
and I would do it with John Astin. Well, he's dead now, but I would have done it with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it with him in his current state,
no,
but yeah, when he was playing Gomez, I would have.
Maybe not. Well, no, Lurch might be rather large.
I don't think Lurch would have been a little slow.
You rang.
Yeah, he would have been a little slow in the sack.
Yes, but then he would have played the harpsichord for you afterwards, so.
That's true.
It would have been good.
That would have been a bonus.
A no to Uncle Fester.
Oh, God.
Would not have done Uncle Fester.
No.
Although I'm sure he got some.
Really? I don't think
so. He probably paid for it, but
I don't even know if he had working parts.
Well, that's true. Yeah, who knows what Uncle Fester, I mean. But you know, he did have that ability to put a light bulb in his mouth.
I was just thinking that.
So,
that would be dangerous.
I know, but that means he has something going on. You know, he can give you a charge.
Something.
Imagine a kiss
not
from that man.
Ugh. You imagine it. Grody.
And then there were
Grody
the Munsters.
Max.
You know, the Munsters,
think about
I've always heard, right or wrong,
heard
that they were the first couple to share a bed. On TV.
And I know you've heard this. This is funny.
And I've been told that I'm wrong by some people.
Well, I don't think I told you that you were wrong. I think what I told you was that I heard Ozzie and Harriet were the first TV couple to share a bed. Which makes sense because they were married in real life.
Yes. And then, see, the whole.
I don't recall ever seeing an episode of The Munsters
where they were actually
in
bed, yeah. I wouldn't want to. I can't imagine how.
I don't even want to think about it.
Because not only was he lurch-like, but he was also a bumbler.
Yeah, yeah. He would be breaking things.
Yes,
I don't want to.
But now we can go back to Ozzie and Harriet. Because, you know, you've got that dual Ozzie thing going on. He was such a milquetoast on the show.
Yes.
We all know that he was just a raging asshole in real life.
Yeah,
so,
in real life.
You know, on the TV show, probably rotten in the sack. Rotten in the sack.
Oh, yeah, on the TV show, he would have
Honey,
been rotten in the sack.
Honey, wasn't okay? Honey, I forgot. How did I do it? I forgot.
What was the name of their neighbor? Thorny?
Thorny. And then there's Donna Reed. The Stones.
Donna Reed and Dr. Stones. The Stones.
They did it. She was very submissive.
Yeah.
He was cruel but fair.
Cruel but fair. He was a cruel man. But fair.
But no, I think of him as, you know, he was the head of his household.
He was the king of his castle.
But I don't think he was mean to her. But she was submissive, and she probably thought about
being a rough guy like Ward.
But she probably thought about the laundry too, I think.
Perhaps.
Radar. Do you think Radar ever got me?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Big shame if he got killed in the war and.
Leave some of my childhood memories alone, would you?
I'm sorry. Radar never did. I'm sorry. Never kissed
Hawkeye, a girl. Hawkeye, BJ, Trapper, yes.
Yes.
And even Frank with
even
hot lips.
Even Frank with hot lips, yes.
Because they were a strange couple.
Henry
but
all
not
the time with everybody.
Henry. But Radar, no. Mm. No, no. Who else, though? Who else haven't we done?
So to speak.
Lucy, did we say Lucy? Lucy and Desi?
Oh, no, we didn't say Lucy and
yeah,
Desi.
Those two set the house on fire.
You think?
They pushed
I mean,
those
he
beds
hot,
together.
He was a hothead, but...
Yeah, but he
and
was...
And, of course, she was a redhead, and you know what they say about redheads.
Oh, yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
I guess they did it.
They would have lit it up.
They bobalooed on
they
many occasions.
They pushed those beds together. There were a lot of times when those
wonder
beds
wonder if he ever got his bongos out.
He didn't play bongos, he played the conga drum.
Whatever. A drum's a drum, right?
Well, the conga is a very big drum. It would not be.
That's right. Bongos are for beatniks, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bongos are, yeah, beatniks and.
Fred Nassel.
No.
No.
Never.
His pants were too big.
The pants that ate Fred Mertz. what about
Andy Taylor? Andy Taylor.
Andy with Helen. Princess?
No. Well, he did go with Princess for a while.
He went with Princess.
She ran for town council, so I don't know if they would have.
Jim Anderson wouldn't take kindly to that.
No, he wouldn't.
I remember when she ran for city council, that uppity young female.
And she tore the town apart.
And then there
was
Taylor
Helen.
Actually, Andy
had a sheriff girlfriend. He had her, Ellie.
He was Ellie.
There were two Peggies. They were both nurses, but they were played by different people. One of them was...
Were they supposed to be the same lady?
I don't know.
Just played by different actresses?
I don't know. One was Sue Ann Langdon. No. She was somebody else. Joanna Moore, Adam's mother, was one Peggy.
Oh.
And then there was another Peggy who was just duller than dirt. Her skin was so white you couldn't see it on the black and white screen. Then he dated Sue Ann Langdon, who was my favorite girlfriend he ever had. But I can't think of what her name was. And then, of course,
he
met Helen.
And got rid of her.
Yeah, there you go. And then there was Helen. Helen stuck around for a long time. He and Helen did it.
Yeah, he and Helen did it.
They did. They went to church a lot. They were very active in the church, but I still think they did it.
They went to church to forgive themselves for sinning.
To bring in the sheaves.
That's right.
And Barney, of course, never did it with Thelma Lou, but he often did it with Juanita at the diner.
Yeah. There was
Juanita was loose.
Barney knew that there were two types of girls.
Those who did...
The girls, good girls, yeah, exactly. The good girls are the ones you marry, and the bad ones are the ones you get your rocks off. That's what
yeah, I've heard Barney say that often. Gotta get my rocks off.
I gotta go get my rocks off, Barn. You hold my bullet. But nobody else on that show, nobody else in Mayberry had any sex.
No, Aunt Bea, no sex.
I don't even want to entertain the possibility.
Otis the drunk, no
Floyd
sex.
Floyd the barber.
Floyd. I think Floyd masturbated a lot.
Oh, poor Floyd.
Maybe in his barber chair would go up and down.
Goober.
No,
Gomer.
No Goober. Goober did
none
cheat.
Of them. There weren't any Gomer other women in that town, were there?
No, there was Aunt B, Helen, Thelma Lou.
Just the ones that were
Ernest,
Aunt
Ernest
B.
T. Bass.
Is
he
not
did,
a woman.
Well, no, he didn't. He's not a woman, but
didn't have sex.
Oh, I think he did.
Nobody had sex with that crazy.
Oh,
woman.
I think up in the mountains. Well, maybe animals, but I want to say that he probably raped women.
He raped Ned Beatty. That's what he did.
He wanted Charlene Darlin, of course. She wouldn't have anything to do with him.
I saw that episode just recently.
Oh, that's a good one. Where he serenades her. Oh, that mirage.
Like
jump in the fire. Fire too hot. Jump in the pot. Pot too black. Jump in the crack. crack too high, jump in the sky.
See, to me, that's not romantic. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, but he's thumping on the gas can while he's singing it to her. And he tunes his gas can.
Well,
if you'll notice, he thumps the gas can and he turns the handle.
Maybe
I didn't
see this episode recently. Maybe it was another one.
That is the Ernest T. Bass episode. That's the first one he's in.
Yeah.
And Ernest T. had a girlfriend.
They were
Romina. They did, because she was as crazy as she was.
Nuts off.
No.
Well, maybe if they were both crazy, then they didn't know how. It's possible.
No, Romina and Ernest T. were a good couple. They did it.
What's her name?
Well, her name was Ramona, but he called her Romina.
Well, of course, because he was nuts.
He was fucking nuts.
Is there anybody else out there we're missing? What about Danny Thomas and his wife?
They had that really awful kid. Was it Rusty? Was that his name?
Rusty.
Damn, did I hate
Rusty.
Him. Rob and Laura.
Oh, Rob and Laura. Totally.
Oh, Rob. She didn't say, oh, Rob, for nothing.
Oh, Rob.
Oh,
they had to push the beds together.
I'm having an orgasm.
Richie would come home from school if he heard them pushing the beds together, he'd know to just leave them alone. What about Jerry and Millie?
I think Jerry and Millie did it. Because he was cool. He was into hi-fi systems and, he put on a record.
He was into gadgetry.
Yeah. Oh. Millie was very happy. Buddy and Pickles had one hell of a sex life. Because, have you ever seen Pickles?
No.
She was a showgirl.
She was recuperating.
She was always tall and...
She was never on the show.
She was at a party. She's very dumb. Pickles has appeared on the show. I'm going to IMDb. Hang on.
All right.
I hate to prove you wrong right here over the internet.
I thought she was like Maris or like
Norman's
wife.
She has appeared.
They just talked about her. I assumed that the reason she was never there is because Buddy fucked her too hard last night.
Well, I'd say that there was some pretty hard fucking going on there. If you don't mind my saying so.
I wouldn't picture that of Lil Mori Amsterdam. But what about Sally?
I think Sally might have been gay.
I think Sally and Buddy were having an affair. That's what I think.
No. She had too much.
So.
She had.
They had pretty good chemistry, those two.
No.
you refuse to believe.
Refuse.
Forget it. What about Mel, though? Do you think Mel was having sex with anybody?
Mel was gay.
Was he?
Yeah. So he was having sex, but we don't know with
but
who.
But wasn't, was Alan Brady married to his sister?
He was his brother-in-law.
So was Alan married to his sister, or was he married to Alan's sister? Because brother-in-law could be either way.
Okay, I'm still looking here.
All right, we'll take a brief break while you prove
Pickle,
me wrong.
But there's only like six people listed in the cast, so...
Isn't there, like, a more?
There's a more, but it doesn't give you more.
Oh.
But I know Pickles was in the show. They had a party, and Pickles was at the party.
I think I do remember seeing
She's
tall,
vivacious, blonde hair piled up on her head.
And she's a showgirl?
And she's, yeah, dumb, your typical showgirl. But
she
had a body that would go all night long.
Well, fortunately, Buddy had the stamina to match.
And then he played the cello.
He played the cello? You remember things about these shows that I don't remember.
You don't remember he played the cello? He played the cello all the time.
He didn't do it all the time.
When they did the little, him and Sally did the thing up in the mountains, that Rob and Laura didn't know about, and they sneaked their way up there to watch it.
What are you talking about?
You don't know the episode where they think Buddy and Sally are having an affair. Because they overhear them talking about going to spend the weekend in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
And then they get up there and they put on a show.
I'm not the only one who thought they were having an affair.
And it's called Gilbert and Sullivan. I'm Gilbert, I'm Sullivan, I'm Sullivan, I'm Gilbert, hooray for the USA. Sally sings
a
porch song. Yeah, and then
Maury
plays the cello.
Plays the cello, I guess.
There you go.
If you say so.
Culture, not so much. Pop culture, I know it.
Did you ever see that reunion show that they did on TV Land?
I saw a very small portion of it, and it I lost interest quickly.
Yeah, it was really bad.
They did not mention Little Miss Sunshine one time.
You know who wasn't in it?
Alan Arkin.
Well, he wasn't in it either. Richie wasn't in it.
Oh.
Richie's my all-time favorite TV kid.
He was a good kid.
He was
loved by woodpeckers. Oh, here's a show called The Danny Kay Show. He got it on Lawrence Olivier in his TV show.
Danny Kay got it on with
Lawrence Olivier. They were supposed to be having an affair.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Danny Kay and Lawrence Olivier. And then the other odd couple that I heard of was Keenan Wynn and Van Johnson.
Oh, my God.
That's what I heard.
Keenan
Wynn? Keenan Wynn.
Oh, Keenan. Lord have mercy.
Not Ed.
Well, I would have been passed out had it been Ed.
Keenan
Wynn.
Well, when Keenan Wynn was younger, like in the 50s.
I always think of Keenan Wynn as very, not manly in a virile way, but manly in a grummy way.
Yeah, he was like that. All right, so that pretty much rounds out the
TV characters. You know that there have to be at least 1,000 more, and yet I can't think of a single one.
Seems like we're missing some obvious ones. Well, listeners,
if you have suggestions, we do have comments.
Yes, please leave us a comment.
Of what you'd like us to discuss. Whose sex life would you like for us to discuss?
Whose sex life would you like to hear us devour next? You know what we didn't do is alternate tracks for the CD mix challenge, but we may need to save that till next week because we're running.
We're starting to run out of time, young lady.
We're running out of time.
So I say it's 12:25 here on the East Coast. What time is it there, Hottie?
It's 9:25 here on the West Coast.
Isn't that odd? It's 25 after in both places. A hand, a fist, hoocha hoocha hoocha, lobster.
Lobster. Oh. Dear me.
That was called a non sequitur.
Yeah, that's definitely a non sequitur. All right, so next week we'll be discussing alternate track listings for our CD mix challenge, because by next week, everybody will have totally forgotten
it. And so we'll remind you of it, because there could be another one in the near future.
Speaking of which, I have now received my CDs from Michelle and from Jelly Bean.
I got mine from Jelly Bean, and her 5-year-old track was totally inspired, and I loved it, and I will love her forever for putting it on there.
Wait a minute. I don't remember what it is now.
I'll sing it for you if you like. I'm the Nuri the Eight Dian.
Oh, that's right.
The Eight Dian, I am. Did that sound like a Nazi?
No.
Oh, good.
No, that sounded vaguely cockney. That was pretty
good. Dick Van Dyke. Cool, blimey,
mate. That was... Oh, my. So next week we'll be discussing alternate track listings for the CD mix challenge and Christmas stockings.
Yes, because
you've already cleaned yours out though, huh?
I have cleaned mine out, but I know what was in it.
All right.
I'll pull mine out of the closet because I did have several.
I believe mine still has some stuff in it, I'll pull mine out.
I'll write down some of the things that were in mine.
Perfect.
And please remember that if anyone would like to hear us discuss anything, especially the sex lives of TV characters, because, you know, that's a subject you just cannot talk enough about.
Yeah, we'll always go back to that.
Please leave us a comment and let us know what you would like us to discuss.
We'll have more highlights, we'll have more lowlights, we'll have more movies to talk about.
We may be speaking of the Hackensaw Boys.
I would probably guarantee that we'll be speaking.
There may be a mention of Alan F. Arkin. There may be.
Maybe.
You know, that's Mr. M. Alan F. Arkin has the best 5 o'clock shadow in show business.
Yeah, it's always 5 o'clock with him. He's a very hairy man.
He is a hairy man.
All right, well, we'll get back to this next week.
We will leave that where it lays.
We're never going to get out of here.
Our comments are going to say, please never talk about these things again. One, two, three, four. Harry Arkins is number one.
Harry Arkins.
No, he was a cousin, by the way, Harry Arkins.
Some people might go, we don't want to hear any more about sex lives of TV.
Oh, now, I cannot imagine anybody not wanting to hear the sex lives of TV.
Some people might
characters.
Say that was too much information about Warden June.
Next week, we're talking about Larry King.
June sometimes woke up with scratches.
Just like in Rosemary's Baby.
Exactly.
Ward, fetter that potion and just
let
it roll.
Frightening. So, he so was those things. So dirty. Oh, we might talk about. Here's something we can talk about next week.
Okay.
Next week, this is something for you.
Okay.
The best thing I saw on TV this week, or
the worst
thing
I saw
on TV. Let's remember that.
You know, because I never watch TV.
So be paying attention. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Be paying attention to what
okay.
you watch.
I'll keep
the best
notes.
Best thing and the worst thing.
I will keep notes.
And listeners, if there's something else you'd like us to discuss, not related to sex lives of TV characters, or related to sex lives of TV characters, or whatever else is on your mind, just let us know.
Because
drop
we
us
love
a comment,
you.
Won't you? Yeah.
We're
sure
like
do.
The Catfish John and Catfish Jane of the internet.
We're nowhere
we
without
you,
listeners. We wouldn't do this show without you. Actually, we probably would.
We are right now.
We are right now. We don't have any.
But we'd rather do it with you than without you.
Yeah. We'd
because
rather people listen.
Because the podcast is like dying. You don't do it alone.
Exactly. You always want to do it in pairs.
There you go. So
all
get
right,
someone
so
you love and listen to the podcast.
Exactly. And as a reminder, I am Stenny.
And I am Bet.
And we are Bet and Stenny.
The Hucklebug.
And this is the Hucklebug Podcast. We'll see you all next week.
Good Lord willing. And